about the new offense so far?
It feels good to come out here and have a day to kind of put down the playbook and put some work in and see it kind of live against the defense and get some drops and throw to some receivers and call some plays in the huddle. So I thought it went pretty well the first day out. I'm excited for tomorrow, too.
What was this like compared to last year, first
day out here? It was a lot slower. Knew my way around a little bit more. Compared to last year, I just had got here and everything was kind of moving a million miles an hour, really, felt like. But, I kind of got out here now. Been around the guys for a year. It's a new coaching staff. It's a new playbook. But the fact that you've been around these teammates for a year and you have a chance to kind of get to know them on and off the field, it's a little easier.
At the same time, is it kind of cool, though, the first time you're on the field? Because you got a new group now, a new system, and now you can start to translate.
Yeah, it's definitely cool, and the aspect that we're all learning it together is really cool to me because you kind of get an idea of how other people see it and how they're seeing it and how they're learning it, and then, you know, you kind of find ways to learn it and see how other guys, you know, find it easy to learn, and you take notes from them, and you just kind of discuss and make your way through it as a team.
As the game slows down, do you sense then your athleticism starts to play out more? I mean, we see it. You're 6'7".
Yeah, I mean, the more I think you get reps and the more you see the plays on the field against the real defense, you kind of have that in the back of your mind that you can tuck it down and run a little bit more where, you first get here, you're just kind of trying to learn the reads and make sure your footwork's, you know, on time. You're trying to get the ball out on time. But I think the more you kind of feel that pocket presence, the more you kind of get comfortable in there and have the chance to run around a little bit.
Being at the bowling alley on draft night seemed like a million years ago or 5 seconds?
It felt like yesterday. It felt like I just woke up and I just drove out here and it was snowing. But it was good memories. It was good to spend with all my family. And I know I've been with Lee and talking to Lee and been around the guys that he's got now and kind of talked to them, gave him a little advice. But just kind of feels good to step back from it and kind of see it from a different perspective, knowing what they're going through.
What concepts has Coach Musgrave gotten across to you and stick to you?
He's got a lot of good stuff, obviously. He likes to, you know, press the ball downfield, and he also has a lot of, you know, good stuff for completions too. So the offense, you know, looks very exciting to me so far.
Is this offense simpler?
At this point, you can't really tell, really, because it's kind of just the base stuff we got going in, kind of the groundwork. And then as we progress through the offseason, I think it's going to get a little bit more difficult. So this is just a really big part of the offense, learning this now, the base stuff, and then later on adding on to it.
When you look back at that draft now, they traded up for you during 20 now. Did you have a sense, was Lee telling you, or what, can you be a little more insider with that process? Because it sounded like Cowboys were going to get
right.
It. Or what was it like in that moment when it finally happened, where it's Broncos?
Well, I had thought that I was going to go a couple places before, like maybe to the Saints or something. Lee was just kind of giving me some ideas where he thought I was going to go. And there was a couple times, you know, we were bowling and I went to the back room to you know, kind of get ready for the phone call, and it didn't happen. And everyone's like looking through the window, and then I got to get up and walk out, and everyone's like kind of, it's really awkward. So I was like, listen, until the phone rings, don't call me back here again because I'm not doing that. So as the draft went on, it got later in the first round, I was like kind of freaking out.
You were
like
bowling?
Well, I was bowling at first because I thought it was going to be quick night. Like bowl, I get drafted and I just bowl till the sun comes up, but it's not how it went. I actually went outside of the bowling alley and I had a football there. I was just throwing the football with my friends because I didn't think I was going to get picked in the first round. And I was like, I had this big party and I didn't get picked. So I was throwing the football, and then Lee came running out and was like, it's a 303 area code. You know, Denver's on the line. Answer the phone, and it was, you know, Mr. Elway, Coach Kubiak, and I was just really excited about it.
Did you have a day two plan? Were you going to do it?
No, day two was probably sit on the couch. Yeah.
So what kind of advice did you give some of these guys this year?
Just to enjoy the process and, you know, don't kind of get caught up in what, you know, everyone has to say about you outside of, you know, your family and friends and what the guys are telling you during meetings, because, you know, people say a lot about you through the draft process, like this guy can't do that, this guy can't do this. So it's just really important to just kind of stay focused on what you got to do and enjoy it, because you only go through it once.
Is that at all difficult for you to kind of tune out that noise?
I think it is for anybody, just because when you're in college, you kind of get, you know, media talking about you, but then after college and you get to the professional level, you know, it really is just a totally different animal, and you know, you see your name a lot more when you open Twitter, you know, open Instagram. So I know for me, a kid coming out of a small high school and then going to Memphis where no one really talked about it, it was really different for me, but I think you go through it and you kind of get used to it.
Have you talked to Patrick Mahomes? Did you have the same agent? He's kind of in the same boat where it could be the team. 20s could be day two.
Right, yeah. When the first process kind of began, Lee asked me if, you know, he could send him my number. So we've kind of been in contact throughout the whole thing. But, you know, whenever he asked me a question about something, I'm always, you know, happy to help him. But it seems like, you know, he's kind of enjoying it and going through it on his own. I think that's what he wants to do. So he seems to be doing a pretty good job at it.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Yep, no problem.